8. General Monroe's Story. General Monroe called Major Hayward to his office and said,
"General Montcalm wants to meet me, and I have decided to accept. Since you speak French, will you come with me to this meeting?"
"It will be a pleasure, General,"
Major Hayward replied. Then, with great hesitation, Hayward said,
"General Monroe, I have something very important to ask you."
"Speak up, young man."
"With your permission, I would like to marry your daughter Alice, sir."
"My daughter Alice?"
exclaimed the general.
"You want to unite our two families? But do you know the sad story of our family? You should know it before you make such a decision. Sit down. Let me tell you. When I was a young man like you, I lived in Scotland. I was poor, although my family was honorable. I loved and wanted to marry Alice Graham, the only child of a wealthy landowner. I couldn't marry her because I was poor. Therefore, I joined the army of the king and traveled to the West Indies. There I met a beautiful young girl who became my wife. She was the daughter of a gentleman of those islands. Her mother, though, was a slave and servant. I didn't care about this. I was proud to marry her. She then became Cora's mother. Some people consider these people of the West Indies inferior to us. You certainly know this. When Cora's mother died, I was heartbroken. I returned to Scotland with little Cora. After 20 long years, I again met Alice Graham, my first love. She had waited for me to return. We got married, and Alice was born. Unfortunately, she died shortly after Alice's birth. Cora's been like a mother to Alice. Now you know the truth."
"What a touching story,"
said Major Hayward, with tears in his eyes. After a moment of silence, General Monroe asked,
"Do you still want to mix your family blood with mine? Do you still want to call me father?"
"Nothing in the world can change my love for Alice. Nothing. Yes, I wish to marry her,"
Hayward answered with determination.